Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you on this morning. I want to welcome you to Morning Dew Prayer. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to read from Jeremiah 29, verses 11, and we'll go through 13. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. God, we thank you and we bless you on this morning. God, we glorify you and magnify you and lift you up, thanking you for this day that was not promised. God, we thank you because you were here before we got here. You were in this day. You saw this day. So, God, we just rejoice in it because you do all things well. God, we pray and we confess your word over your people and over our nation. We thank you for you are a God who never slumbers or sleeps and nothing catches you by surprise. God, we give you honor today because we are your people and we're called by your name. And we confess today that we are filled with deep and clear knowledge of your will, Lord God, that we understand your will and your way. God, even with our natural minds, when we don't understand, we confess, Lord, that we live in accordance to the ruling and the agenda of the kingdom. Oh, God, and we will not be alarmed, oh, God, by anything in the world, but we look to you. And yet we seek today to be pleasing to you, to please you in all things, to bear fruit in every good work, Lord, to ever grow in the knowledge of you. Lord, we realize that you're drawing your people closer. You're causing us to be filled with all the knowledge of Christ. You're drawing us back to your word and to prayer and to seeking your face, that you may hear from heaven, that you may heal our land. It's only through the power of prayer that you're going to heal our land, Lord, that you're going to call us from a place of folly and complacency and cause your people once again to seek you wholeheartedly, to pull away from our own agendas, Lord, to pull away from seeking the answers and things in the earth and not from you. God, we thank you now. Let your people, the body of Christ, be filled with all power. Be invigorated and strengthened, Lord God, with all power according to your might, to exercise endurance and patience, God, continuing to give thanks to you, not being a people without hope, not being a people in distress, Lord, who are in distress, who are filled with intimidation and fear. No, God, we come to you. We're not alarmed by the clamor around us, the noise around us, evil speaking around us. God, but we yet look to you. We declare that we shall stand, and having done all, we'll continue to stand. Help us, oh God. You've qualified. You made us fit to share in the portion of your inheritance, which is the inheritance of the saints, your holy people, the people of light. Oh God, we thank you. We'll be not moved by any stress or alarm in the earth, for you've called us to this place. You've called us to appointment, Lord God, that we may be those who are the repairers of the breach, those who hold up, Lord God, when the world is going down. And we bless you now. We draw unto you, Lord, when all around us seems to be out of control and in control, Lord God, of the hand of the wicked one. But, Lord, we pray and we give our nation to you. We pray for those who are not saved today, that they'll be redeemed by the blood of Jesus. We thank you, O God, that you look at us, your people all across this land as they pray unto you. Let your people stand as a solid front, steadfast in the faith, unmovable, abounding in the word of God, leaning on you in absolute trust and confidence, God. We pray for confidence now. We pray for the peace of God that passes all understanding. Let peace rule in the hearts and minds of your people, confidence in your power, confidence in your wisdom, confidence in your goodness, Lord. Regulate our minds. Give us to walk after your will and your way. Oh, God, you change not. Times change. Methodologies change. Leadership changes. But give us to understand that we serve a God who changes not. We can be steadfast.
We can be unmovable and always abound in the work of the Lord. We walk in unity with you. We walk conforming to you and not to the things of this world. We are deeply rooted and firmly grounded in you. It is our confession today. But you're calling your people. You're shaking the sleeping giant today, your church. It is time to wake up out of slumber. Yes, Lord, and be established in the faith, confirmed in the faith. Oh, God, give your people who are called by your name to humble themselves, God, and to truly pray, to seek your face and turn from our wicked ways that you may heal our land. Yes, Lord, we need the healing of God over our land, over our leaders, over our nation, over our cities, over our government, oh God, over our households, oh God, in the name of Jesus, where we work, Lord, in the streets, oh God, we pray, oh God, hallelujah, that the blood of Jesus will prevail. Thank you now, Lord. Thank you, oh God, you've given us power. You've given us, oh God, your spirit to understand, to discern. Yes, Lord, thank you for discernment today. Thank you for the peace of Jesus that rules in our hearts. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, you put to rest the questioning that arises in our minds, and we realize yet that you're still at the helm, Lord. We appreciate you always. We're thankful to you always. We will bless you always. The enemy comes to steal the praise from our mouths, oh, God, but we will meditate on you day and night. We have determined to bless you. We have determined to lift you up and magnify you in all circumstances. We will confound the enemy with our praise. Yes, Lord, we confound the enemy with our praise. We yet rejoice in you. Hallelujah. Let your word have its home in our hearts and in our minds. Let it dwell in us in all richness, O God. Admonish us again. Teach us again. Hallelujah. Help us, O God, to lift one another up with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, even as your word has declared that we should do. O God, we're not a people without a shepherd. We have a shepherd. We thank you that you lead us and you guide us into all truth. Thank you right now, Lord God. Thank you for your leading. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your joy. Thank you for your peace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You cause us to turn away from darkness and toward the marvelous light. We walk in the light today. We walk in the light today. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for salvation, oh God, not only for ourselves and our families, but for our nation, for our world, for those, oh God, who don't know you. Hallelujah. You said to pray for leaders everywhere. We pray for those who have been raised to positions of authority. They need you, Lord. They need you in order to govern. Men think that they can do it on their own and walk after their own way. But God, we come today pleading on behalf of our leaders in this world, in our nation, and in Christendom, oh God, from our president and his cabinet, oh God, down to the least of these, God. Oh, yes, Lord, we pray the blood covering over them, those who think they don't need you, those who think they're doing it on their own. God, continue to lift us and build us, help us, separate us, oh God, from that which is not like you. We won't walk after our own intellect and after our own wisdom, but we will pray and we will seek you, and we declare that the people of God will walk after the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, from whom, oh God, all blessings flow. It flows from you. Give us, oh God, to speak in accordance to your word and not according to our will and our desire. Thank you, Lord God. We bless you. We fearlessly and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace, that we'll be receive mercy and grace to help us. Oh God, it's a time of great need. We've come to receive mercy and to find grace in this great time of need. Oh God, but we thank you. You've sent forth your word into this earth, and it runs swiftly throughout the earth. We declare it, and we continue to pray and believe that your word continues to grow and to spread. So we bless you for it right now. Look on us, O God, as we face this day. Thank you, O God, that your mercy fails not. Thank you that your mercy is everlasting. Thank you that your grace and your mercy endures to all generations. God, we should be glad about it. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for grace. Thank you for destroying every plot and every scheme of the devil. Thank you, Lord God, right now.
your people rise up to bless you today. We bless you today. Oh, God, bring us up. Bring us up. Bring us over. Bring us through in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. You see and you know all things. Bless those who are dealing with any infirmity in their bodies. Bless those, oh, God, who are dealing with any aches, pains, migraines, oh, God, heart disease, kidney ailments, oh, God, liver disease, cancers of any type. We come in the name of Jesus. You've not lost your power. So we pray against all infirmity. We pray against calamity, even in our homes. We pray for those who are being held captive, Lord God, against their will. Oh, God, reveal, reveal in the name of Jesus. Bring back children who are estranged from their families, oh, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you now. We bless you now. Those who've come to the line troubled, we speak peace. Thank you for joy, the joy of the Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord, we'll go to our jobs today, go to our various places wherein we are assigned to be today, and the joy of the Lord will be our strength. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. You are our portion today, and we look to you. Thank you, O God. Let our countenance be lifted up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You yet war on behalf of the saints, and we bless you right now. Thank you, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you do all things well. It's in your matchless name that we pray, and we do thank you. Thank you, O God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank God for your saints. Thank you for your faithfulness in joining us on the line today. We are in virtual Bible study tonight. We're so thankful for that. Listen, we want to encourage you to go to our website at healingh20.org so that you can find their information under our Bible study portion and be able to click onto the link and join us for a virtual Bible study. Please do that so that you can be a part of Bible study. It's a wonderful thing that we're going this route so that we can reach people, and nobody has to worry about where they're driving to. Wherever you are, you can receive the Word of God. Share with somebody else so that they can log on and join in through their phones, through their iPads, through their computers, even on tonight, 7 p.m. All right, God bless you. We thank God for you. Have a wonderful day, and go in peace. Be blessed. Bye-bye.